Before we look into the Word, let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Father in heaven, we have gathered ourselves again in this afternoon hour to bring honor and glory and praise to Thee, because Thou art worthy. And so we look into Thy Word this afternoon, that we would be uplifted and strengthened in our faith and our walk with Thee, that we might realize and understand again the words of truth and life as they would be expounded upon through the leading of the Holy Spirit. As we submit ourselves into Thy care and keeping, we pray, bless our being together. In Jesus' name, amen. For this afternoon's meditation, I'd like to ask that we would turn to St. John chapter 8, beginning with verse 25.
Nađeno je evanđelje po Jovanu, 8. glava, početak od 25. broj.
Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And they understood not that he spake of them, to them of the Father. And then said Jesus unto them, When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. And as He spake these words, many believed on Him. Then said Jesus to the Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage of any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which you have seen of your father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they unto him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is the Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you, but I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. And then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old. Hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
O God, our Father who art in heaven, we kneel before thee in this afternoon, having had this day set apart, a day set apart to come to thy house and to worship thee, to rejoice with one another of a like precious faith, to come together with our children and our friends. And Lord, we give thee thanks for this opportunity. From early in this morning, when we have woken up, O Lord, and unto this very hour, we have felt thy presence. And Lord, we have read this scripture, which is before us, and we marvel at thy love as we see that thou art in the midst of a crowd that hates thee and desires to kill thee, and yet thou hast nothing but love for them. They are wanting to take thee, to kill thee, and thou art offering them eternal life, freedom from sin, from worry. And those are the things that thou continuest to offer unto us today. And there's only one thing that can set us free, O Lord, from this worry, from this death. This life that is being offered by thee, O Lord, it only comes through truth, and that truth is thee, O Lord. Thou hast given us the truth as thou didst set out to bring nothing of thine own intellect, O Lord, when thou wast here, but thou didst speak from heaven. And may we also, O Lord, as we speak to one another, as we proclaim thy word, whether it be from the pulpits or whether it be in circles or whether it be to those who we want to point to thee, Lord Jesus, that we would speak nothing of our own intellect, but that we would see to it that we would follow the pattern that thou, O Lord, has left, that that would only reveal the things that was given unto thee by heaven. And, O Lord, the things that have been given by heaven are in thy word, and so may we always look into thy word to find instruction and direction for our lives. We thank thee, O Lord, for this example that thou hast given unto us, a life of love, a life, O Lord, that thou didst live where thou wast able to show us how to love those who hate us, how to be able to overcome our own desires and our own ways, and that is through the complete submission unto the truth that can make us free. We pray, Heavenly Father, that thou would impress those truths upon our hearts in this afternoon. Thou would bless our coming together. Bless the youngest and the oldest and all, O Lord, who were able to come into thy house in this afternoon hour. We pray, Heavenly Father, that these words that we have read and the meditations, O Lord, would lead us into a deeper understanding and deeper searching of who thou art, O Lord, that we would know thee as the Apostle Paul has done, to be willing to give up everything so he might know who thou art, O Lord. For thou art truth, and thou art life, and thou art offering thyself to man today. So bless our coming together. Bless us one and all. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
What has impressed me the most, and the thing that I like about this chapter, was, I guess, how God, or how Christ had give honor to his Father. He mentions in here that they wanted to know who he was. And there was a times when they asked him what authority he had to do the things that he did. And so they would not accept him. They would not believe in him. They didn't want to accept anything he had to say. But he tried to point out to them that he came here because his Father sent him here. He didn't come on his own. His Heavenly Father sent him. And he tried to bring that message to them. And the message was to them that he says, I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak of to the world those things which I have heard from him. So he came, if you will, as a messenger. He was sent, and he came because, first of all, because he loved us. And he came to save us, not to condemn us, not to put us down, not to do anything of that sort, because of his great love for us, as Brother prayed. And so this is the love that not only he had for us, but he has for his Heavenly Father. And this is the thing that I see in here, that he tried to bring and point out to the Jews, to those Jews that were so against him all the time, of who his Father was. And then he points out who their Father is, which obviously they would not want to hear that. But he goes to say, he mentions here that after he spake, it says, and he that sent me is with me, and the Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And I thought of that in respect of my own wife. Do I always do the things that please my Heavenly Father? Like he claims here that he did. We as believers in Jesus Christ, we that claim to be his children, do we always do the things that please our Heavenly Father? It reminds me of what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Romans as to who we are as his children. And here's what he says in chapter 8. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and join heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also, that we also be also glorified together. And then he says in verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So you see, here's where the Apostle Paul identifies us as God's children. And we being God's children then need to honor and recognize the fact that our Heavenly Father, that we always should do the things like Christ did to his Heavenly Father. And so it gives us a good lesson here how we ought to live our lives. He said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Again, identifying us as free, as God's children, which we are free. What are we free of? We're free of condemnation. We're free of fear of dying. We're free of the adversary that will try to destroy us. We don't have to worry about him. We're his children. We need to bring honor and glory to our Heavenly Father because we are his children. And this is what I believe he is pointing out to us here. And of course, they said, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage of any man. How sayest thou ye shall be made free? They completely missed the point. Don't even understand what this freedom is all about, what they meant, what he meant by that. That we should be free. And so they're Abraham, and then he said to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And then he said, I know ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. So you see how he set them in place right here. He knew who they were. Abraham's seed, that's true. But just because you're Abraham's seed, that don't make you anything. We are all born in sin. We become sinners. Not just the Jews, but especially the Jews. All of us. But he can set us free. And he said, when I be lifted up, then you'll know. But they still didn't grasp the meaning, didn't understand what that meant. To be free, because they were never in bondage. They were Abraham's seed. Well, that might well be, but you were in bondage of sin and don't even recognize it, don't even realize it. And we have that today. We have that today. You have young people, old people, it don't matter. They live their lives the way they want to. They come and go, do what they want to. Don't even realize that they're living in bondage. They're not free. Living in bondage of sin. It's the same way, I know. Before I was converted, I didn't pay no attention. I didn't feel like I was in any kind of bondage. Didn't even enter my mind. I felt like I was doing what I wanted to do. I was free. I lived in a free country. I didn't have no problems, but I was bound in sin, didn't even realize it. And there are many today that are like that, sad to say. Don't even recognize, whether you're Abraham's seed or whether you're not, it doesn't make any difference. You are still bound in sin, in bondage, and you're not free until you once surrender your life to the Lord. You become one of his children like we read about. And become his child. They have been adopted into the spirit of truth. That's what makes us his children. That's why we must honor our Heavenly Father. And then he goes on to say, then they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto him, if you were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. So you see, they just completely missed Don't get it at all. They don't look at it. Oh, they believed in God. Oh, yeah, sure they do. All the Jews believe in God. But they would not believe in his son, Jesus Christ. And that's the key. If we believe in Jesus Christ, we love Jesus Christ, we're going to love God. Or if we the other way around, if we love God, we're going to believe in his son, and we're going to trust him. But they could not accept that. And that's why he had to say them to them and point out to them, you're trying to kill me. You're Abraham's seed, trying to kill me. That don't make no sense. But they just simply didn't see it that way at all. And so Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. They couldn't accept that in no way. It just wasn't them. And we had to realize, and we need to understand, that this is why Christ came. God had sent him to redeem us, to save us from and get us out of our own bondage and sin. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my words? You see, that's why I say they just didn't get it. And the scriptures mentioned that they will be blinded, their eyes will be blinded, and their ears will be deaf. Blinded to what? Deaf to what? To God's word. Oh, they claim they know God, but they didn't hear his word at all. Or they would have accepted him as his son sent to save them. Couldn't do it. They didn't accept it at all. So you see, Christ had to try to portray this to them that they might understand. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I don't know about you, but those are harsh words. If someone told me that, I would like, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. But he put it straight to him. He didn't mince no words. Your father, he says, your father is the devil. I'd like somebody to tell you that. But you see, Christ knew this. And he knew that they wouldn't accept him. And he knew that they were not hearing his words. This is why he says these things. And so they just, again, did not understand his speech, as he says here. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinces me to sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Just couldn't accept him. Couldn't accept his truth. It didn't, no matter what he said. And that was because the truth was said when he said, your father is the devil. And when we follow the devil, when we listen to the devil, and we obey when he tempts us, we obey and do his evil ways, then he can become our father as well. This is the very thing that you and I, as believers in him, or before we're ever believers, need to guard against, that we don't commit sins. As he says here, you're living in your sin. You're living in it. You don't even realize it. And this is what he said. That's why he said, which of you convinces me to sin? But if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? And then answered the Jews and said unto them, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast the devil? So you see, they had nothing to do with the Samaritans. And as far as they was concerned, the Samaritans were of devil. They had no use for them because of the mix that they were. And they would not accept them as Jews or any relation. They were of the devil. And so that's who he is. They accused him of that. But he set that straight too. When he said, I am not a devil, But I honor my father, and ye do dishonor me. So you see, this is the point he's pointing out here. You honor my father, you don't honor my father, you don't honor me. See, they claimed that that was their God. No, that wasn't their God. Their father was the devil. How could they have the devil as their father and claim they know God or honor God? It don't mix. It doesn't work that way. You can't do that. You're either going to love the one and hate the other, despise the other, and forsake the other. One way or another, that's the way it is. I seek not my own glory. There's one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never die. And of course, they couldn't understand that. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets. Thou sayest, if a man keep saying he shall never taste of death, art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Still, just completely did not understand. And Jesus said, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like you unto you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. What the puzzling part of this is, these are the Pharisees, most of them, many of them, the scribes, Sadducees. They were scholars of the Bible. They were supposed to be scholars of the Old Testament, were supposed to know what the Bible's all about. They claimed to be the religious leaders at the time. And they didn't even understand this about Abraham. And then when he points out that Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. They couldn't. He said, the Jews said unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old. Hast thou seen Abraham? Simply did not understand the scriptures, didn't get it in the least. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. So this is another point in the scriptures where we could grasp and get the meaning and understand what it means that he was from the beginning. And if all through the scriptures, all through the Old Testament, it's all about Christ. He said this. It's all about him, always. Whatever we read in the scriptures is about the Lord Jesus Christ. From the very beginning all the way to the very end. It's all about him. That's what it points to. You know, I'm a man of vision. And I want to point out something to you that you may have never known or realized before. I want you to look back here at this wall. And if you notice, it comes up like this, and then it goes like a point. That points to Christ. And everything that is set up here points to Christ. Everything that is taught from this pulpit points to Christ. Everything that the scriptures talk about points to Christ. And we're to honor him for that and honor the Heavenly Father because that's who saved us and sent his Son for our sins. We need to remember that if we want to be his disciples, if we claim to be his disciple, we must bring honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. How do we do that? Simply by the words that we say, the life that we live, the places that we go. All of this plays a very important part in our walk with the Lord. Plays a very important part whether he is our Father or if we find ourselves living in sin, then who is our Father? We need to question that. So you see, this is what Christ was portraying. And we need to realize and understand, just like it says in John 14, he claimed there to be him and the Father are one. He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works. So you see, for them to understand that he and the Father are one. And this is what we have to believe, and we need to understand. It plays a very important part in being in understanding of the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're all one. They're inseparable. They're one. He's in the Father, and the Father's in him. And if we claim to be his, then we need to be claiming also that the Father is in us. But we have to keep his commandments. If we love him, keep his commandments in order to claim that we are his disciples. This is part of the gospel message that is all through the scriptures to teach us, to remind us who we are and how we should live. And this is what Christ was portraying to those Jews and those scribes and Pharisees that would not accept him as the Lord and Savior. They would not accept him as, and when he said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so to pass by. And so he escaped, he got away from this, because it was not yet his time. And it wasn't going to be that he was going to be stoned anyways. He was to hang on a tree, not stoned to death. And so that's another point in our faith and our trust that he was not to be stoned. He was to die on the cross, shed his blood for us. So let us be mindful of the fact that we are to honor our Heavenly Father as well as we do Christ. I'm sure that this is in our heart. But if we don't, then we know who is our Father, and it's not God. May God bless these words upon our hearts.
believed on him, it tells us here. And to those Jews which believed on him after Jesus had spoken, he tells them something else. I believe there's not one person in this room that does not believe on Jesus. We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe in Jesus. But many believed in him, but he tells them something that we read. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. That's to the believer, the one who believes. If you continue in my word, and then you will know the truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. I am the truth. You will know me. You will know me, he says, and the truth, me. Jesus says, I then will make you free. And they turned this, and they spoke a flat-out lie. They said, we are Abraham's seed. We be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage. They were in bondage in Egypt. They were in bondage in Babylon. And they're in bondage in Rome right now, under Rome. They're under Rome's heel right now. But they're also in bondage of sin. Jesus is speaking to them. And it's one of those things that they said these lies to themselves enough that they started to believe it. They'd rather believe a lie, knowing it's a lie, than the truth. And so Jesus goes on and he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Is the servant of sin. Paul says in Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. If you sin, you are a servant of the devil. That's what he says. Of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Jesus tells them, which of you convinceth me of sin? Which one of you are going to convict me of sin? And they did what we do too. When you're in a debate, in an argument, when you see you're going to lose, they lost, they know, they got nothing on him. They start to ridicule him. Oh, you're a Samaritan. You got a demon. They didn't have nothing to say. And they start to ridicule him. But he goes on and we finish, as Brother Bob mentioned, if we look in the Old Testament, everything is pointing to Jesus Christ. Everything in Scriptures, page from the first to the last page, is all pointing to him. And he lays out something to them. He puts them all on the spot as he does. Every one of us today. He tells them when they said, you know, how can you claim to have seen Abraham, you know, or the and so on. And in the end here he says, when he says, you're not even 50 years old. How have you seen Abraham? He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. He didn't say I was. The Jews knew exactly what Jesus told them. He told them, I am. I am Jehovah. I am God. You have a choice. Believe me or reject me. They sought to kill him. They rejected him. We are faced with the same thing that he gave those Jews. I am Jehovah. I am God. You say you believe on me. Follow me. And that's who you will be the servant of. The one who you yield yourselves unto. So we will either reject him or we will accept him. It's our choice again, as it is every time we open his word. May we make the choice to accept him and to serve him and to love him with all our hearts. Amen.